You're now listening to the Engage the Rockies podcast, your go-to podcast for local and state issues concerning Colorado. Hello, Colorado. This is the Engage the Rockies podcast weekend review for May 27th to the 31st. If you'd like the show notes with links to the stories we're covering today, please visit engagetherockies.com and sign up to our email. Every Friday, we'll send you a list of the articles when a new episode is released. Also, be on the lookout this coming Monday for a podcast we just recorded with Stephen Tubbs about his new documentary, Devastated, Colorado's Fentanyl Disaster. It's a new documentary available. You can go watch it on YouTube and then watch it this weekend on YouTube and then check out our podcast on Monday with him, who is the director of it, to get kind of a behind the scenes take on it and be looking forward for that. The breaking and big news this week is that former President Donald Trump was found guilty on all 34 charges in a Manhattan court. He is the first former U.S. president in history to be convicted of felony crimes. Trump has vowed to keep fighting and is expected to appeal the decision. A sentencing hearing has been set for July 11th. From around the state, for the past year and a half, the city of Denver has been leasing the former Denver Prep Academy building from Denver Community Church and using it as a migrant shelter. The agreement stemmed from the previous mayoral administration when former Mayor Michael Hancock's team reached out to nonprofit partners and the faith-based community to see if there were any opportunities for a partnership. The city now plans to buy that same building for $4 million. The money was allocated in the newcomer budget for capital investments, so funds will not be taken from other avenues for the purchase. Denver City Council approved the sale earlier this month. Moving on. The campaign to reintroduce wolverines in the state's highlands could take years before claws are on the ground as Colorado awaits federal approval. State lawmakers this year approved Senate Bill 171, allowing for the reintroduction of wolverines, which have not roamed the Colorado mountains since 1919. Actual implementation of the measure, which has a price tag of $860,000 in the first year, is contingent on getting federal approval under Rule 10J with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services. Moving on. Coloradans can qualify for 2 years of free college under a new tax credit signed into law. Colorado students whose families make less than $90,000 per year will be able to get up to 2 years of in-state tuition paid for under a new law signed Thursday by Governor Jared Polis. Passed as House Bill 1340, the measure directs the state to reimburse qualifying students through a refundable income tax credit, meaning they and their families would be repaid during tax season after first paying on their own. It was one of the several bills that sought to leverage state revenue collected above the cap set by the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. Moving on, the pilot timed entry reservation system for Rocky Mountain National Park, first imposed in 2020 during the pandemic and continued in subsequent years as a means to restrict visitor numbers during peak periods, has been adopted as permanent by the National Park Service. The National Park Service finalized the day use visitor access plan, according to a National Park Service news release posted on Thursday, following a mandatory environmental assessment and an official finding that adopting the plan will not constitute impairment of the resources of the park. Now for local news around El Paso County. Air Force Academy grads celebrate commencement and overcoming pandemic struggles this week. Most of the Air Force Academy graduates from the 2024 class were graduating high school at the time the COVID pandemic was beginning. Most, if not all of the graduates, had to do their high school graduations virtually. This week, graduates got to enjoy their graduation as normal with an air show put on by the Air Force Thunderbirds demo team and a commencement speech by Vice President Kamala Harris. Moving on, in relation to the Air Force Academy's graduation, a group of pro-Palestinian protesters gathered outside the U.S. Air Force Academy at 7 a.m. Thursday morning ahead of its 2024 graduation commencement. Approximately 20 people, including members of the Colorado Springs People's Coalition and UCCS Students for Justice in Palestine, specifically protested this year's keynote speaker and current Vice President Kamala Harris and the U.S. aid to Israel as the war with Palestine continues. Planning for the demonstration began shortly after Harris was announced as this year's keynote speaker. Protesters set up an area supplied with food, water, and signs just outside of the base on public property so as not to disrupt any procedures. Multiple chants directed at Harris, President Joe Biden, and Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rang out as cars pulled up to the Academy's South Gate entrance for commencement. Some cars honked while others shouted back in response to the protest. Moving on. Colorado Springs apartment rents fell again in the first quarter and the area's vacancy rate remained high. More signs that the local multifamily market is overbuilt, a new report suggests. And expect those trends of softer rents and higher vacancies to continue unless the pace of absorption or apartment occupancy ramps up significantly, one of the report's authors says. Rents in the Springs, Fountain, and unincorporated Security Widefield averaged $1,446 a month in the January through March period, a $10 drop from $1,456 in the fourth quarter of 2023, and a $22 decline from $1,468 in the first quarter a year ago, according to a recent released statewide report by 1876 Analytics, an affiliate of Denver-based apartment appraisers and consultants. Average rents now have fallen for four straight quarters on a year-over-year basis and are at their lowest point since $1,419 in the first quarter of 2022. In 2023, nearly 3,060 apartments were completed and opened to renters, while 8,858 apartments were under construction at the end of last year and will be added to the area's existing supply in the next few years, a Pikes Peak Regional Building Department official said in February. And lastly, a week before ballots are sent out for the June 25th primary election, the El Paso County Clerk and Recorder's Office on Tuesday began testing its voting equipment. Clerk and Recorder Steve Slyker's office started conducting the logic and accuracy test at 10 a.m. on voting equipment that will be used in the upcoming primary election, including count scanners and ballot marking devices used at the county's voter service and polling stations, according to a recent news release. Clerk's officials expect the test to take about 2 days to complete. The logic and accuracy test is required by state law and is open to the public. A final integrity check requires a party balance testing board to select a sample of at least 25 blank ballots to vote as they choose. The testing board then hand tallies the ballots and checks them against the machine count after they are tabulated by scanner. The integrity check is as expansive as the testing board chooses to make it, according to the release. Those are your top stories for the week of May 27th through May 31st. Please tune in each Friday for your weekend review from Engage the Rockies. Please continue to like, share, and subscribe for more great content. If you'd like the full articles from the stories we read today, sign up to our email list at engagetherockies.com and we'll send you our show notes each week. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Engage the Rockies podcast, your go-to podcast for local and state issues concerning Colorado.